AM Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called six-pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, I emerged as a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. The same day news hit about Jersey Shore's Mike, the situation Sorrentino, doing great in prison, so says castmate Snooki Polizzi, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, released news stating that Alabama has the nation's deadliest prison, where violence is too common, cruel of an unusual nature, and pervasive. The Department of Justice said male inmates endure unconstitutional conditions, with inmate-on-inmate attacks spiking dramatically in the last 5.5 years. Nicole Snooki Polizzi said, "Oh, Mike's having the time of his life. It's like he's in a senior home. He's playing bingo. He's helping people recover in jail." Sorrentino is serving an 8-month sentence behind bars for tax evasion. Alabama prisoners are not sharing the situation behind bars. The Department of Justice, the DOJ report, says Alabama state prisons are overcrowded, understaffed, house about 16,000 inmates in conditions described as dangerous. Inmate rapes, beatings, fatal stabbings at the hands of fellow prisoners, uncounted murders, and there are suicides. Prison issues in Alabama have been the topic of conversation for a while. State officials did not have Mike, the situation Sorrentino, in their prisons. A magnet for media with social influencer friends like Snooki, able to keep the situation's name viable in magazines and media. Assistant Attorney General Eric Dreeband, who leads Alabama's U.S. Attorney Office Department's Civil Rights Division, said, "Our investigation found reasonable cause to believe that Alabama fails to provide constitutionally adequate conditions and that prisoners experience serious harm, including deadly harm, as a result." The DOJ, Department of Justice, ripped the state of Alabama in a scathing report, albeit on prisons, but where there is smoke, there is fire. When a state fails in one area, the state most likely will fail in other areas. Broken systems like Alabama's disregard others. The DOJ, Department of Justice, is threatening Alabama with a federal lawsuit if the state does not get its act together soon. Across the state's 13 prisons for men, the nation's most overcrowded. Alabamian felons do not exit jail, as do reality stars like The Situation, Dance Moms Abby Lee Miller, Teresa Guidici, Martha Stewart, and others like Lori Loughlin, Felicita Huffman, prepped before going into jail on their exit, readied with agents representing them in deals, in projects, in product rollouts, picking up where life left off. June 4th, 2003, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed securities fraud charges in Manhattan federal court against Martha Stewart and stockbroker Peter Bakanovich. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission alleged Martha Stewart and Bakanovich, a broker with Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, hid important facts from the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, colluding to create an alibi for Stewart's unlawful tip on ImClone sales, committing alleged illegal insider trading when Stewart sold stock in a biopharmaceutical company, ImClone Systems Incorporated, on December 27, 2001. The Securities and Exchange Commission news release says, in a separate action, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York has obtained an indictment charging Stewart and Bakanovich criminally for their false statements concerning Stewart's ImClone trades. It was the false statements that did them in, Stewart and Bakanovich. It was not the allegations by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. The SEC has oversight of securities broker-dealer firms only, not investment clients, not investment advisors. Former SEC Commissioner Michael Powauer told me, nose to nose, the commission's commissioners vote thumbs up on possible actions involving celebrity. I know something about this from USA versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow, and DJB Holdings. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, could take no action against investment advisor Peter Bakanovich. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, could take no action against Martha Stewart. This is why they call me the SEC requested investment client whistleblower Wall Street wishes they had never asked to tell the Securities and Exchange Commission about Dawn Bennett, her associates, Bennett Group Financial Services, LLC, Western International Securities broker-dealer firm, and investment advisory firm, two different unrelated entities, and J.P. Morgan Clearing Corporation, securities broker-dealer firm, and J.P. Morgan Clearing Corporation investment advisory firm, two separate unrelated entities. I got right what many got wrong. I had to. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, realizing I was connecting dots they wanted covered up. So they found me in bad faith for telling truths investment clients and investment advisors need to hear. More so, finding me in bad faith in a securities broker dealer only forum, so stated on FINRA's website, that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is a securities broker-dealer only firm. The site says, FINRA Office of Dispute Resolution has received inquiries from lawyers who represent investors and those who represent investment advisors, which are not FINRA members, and about the availability of FINRA's arbitration and mediation forum to resolve their disputes. Currently, such disputes are resolved in the court or in non-FINRA dispute resolution forums. Continuing in response to these inquiries, FINRA offers the following guidance. The IA, the investment advisor, and investor submit a post-dispute agreement to arbitrate. The Securities and Exchange Commission enforcement news release continues. The Commission seeks, among other relief, an order requiring Stewart and Bakunovic to disgorge the losses Stewart avoided through her unlawful trades, plus civil monetary penalties. The commission also seeks an order barring Stewart from acting as a director of and limiting her activities as an officer of any public company. Stewart has been chairman and CEO, chief executive officer of Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia Incorporated. The problem for the Securities and Exchange Commission is about 17 years later, the Supreme Court of the United States affirmed what I was writing years before SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States, that the Securities and Exchange Commission is a regulator with no law enforcement oversights or powers to order Martha Stewart and Bakunovic to do anything, let alone cough up millions. The SEC ALJ courts, the Securities and Exchange Commission administrative law judge courts, were not created by Congress, first of all. Second of all, the Supreme Court justices of the United States of America ruled in Lucia versus SEC that, in fact, the Securities and Exchange Commission administrative law courts were unconstitutional, which meant cases the SEC made up to take into the administrative law judge courts are being taken away from cops, away from law enforcement, where fraud crimes belong. And that lawyers within the Securities and Exchange Commission, lawyers taking clients like Martha Stewart and Bakunovic into the Securities and Exchange Commission ALJ administrative law judge courts were participating in a fraud. Motivation? Simple. Cash. Isn't it always about the money, honey? The Securities and Exchange Commission feeds the Securities and Exchange Commission slush fund. Slush fund? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Securities and Exchange Commission feeder fund fattens SEC friends like the colleges the SEC gives cash to produce reports and studies in lockstep with results the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, wants. Grants, awards, funds, potato, tomato, potato, tomato. It's all the same thing. People paid to write something impressive to feed to media who read the press release investment clients hear and trust because, well, after all, Wharton is Wharton, Duke is Duke, and so on. It's all about grooming. It is all about leading the investment client victim to slaughter, then cycling cash back into the groomer's grips. Just like the USA versus Don Bennett case, the U.S. attorneys pursued the case the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, wrote up as a Securities and Exchange Commission action, which in the case of the SEC versus Don Bennett and the SEC versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow and DJB Holdings, were curated. That means provable facts I had made public were fudged to fit the mandate Congress wrote for the SEC, the regulator, to follow, which in the provable facts I made public in the Don Bennett matter were not fitting Congress's mandate, like the SEC only has oversight on securities broker-dealer firms and investment advisory firms of a certain size, no oversight of investment clients, no oversight of investment advisors. Oh, yeah, there's no such thing as a broker written up in the Securities and Exchange Commission news release to describe Bakanovic to confirmed by FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Broker as intended by Congress as written into the acts of 1933 and 1934 means securities broker dealer firms only. An advisor written into the Investment Act of 1940 means investment advisor firms only. How ironic that SEC Director of Enforcement Stephen Cutler said, it is fundamentally unfair for someone to have an edge on the market just because she has a stockbroker who is willing to break the rules and give her an illegal tip. It's worse still when the individual engaging in the insider trading is the chairman and CEO of a public company. Oh my goodness, SEC. When the shoe fits, wear it. I love it how the Securities and Exchange Commission writes in its news release, the commission acknowledges the assistance of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York and the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the investigation of this matter. The FBI learned after SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, SEC versus Lucia opinion, and the Don Bennett trial, that the Securities and Exchange Commission was deliberately misleading the FBI in understanding the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation's role and authority interacting with the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. How fundamentally unfair is it for a regulator to falsely claim enforcement is law enforcement, hence keep crimes away from cops and FinCEN? Martha Stewart did not become a felon, did not go to jail for Stewart's ImClone purchases, as I said earlier, as did Michael Flynn, Paul Manafort, others before them, and will be others since. Stewart went to jail for lying to law enforcement. There is no jail time for lying to the SEC, a regulator with no arrest chops, so to speak. The situation and Dance Moms Abby Lee Miller and the Guidiccis went to jail for tax violations. Preet Bharara became Southern District New York U.S. Attorney in 2005, taking over for Lev Dasein, interim United States Attorney, after President Bush appointee Michael Garcia. Point of sharing, things were wrong with the Securities and Exchange Commission misleading the Southern District New York USA office before Preet came along and since, even with former U.S. attorney, current New Jersey governor, constant TV pundit Chris Christie, beggaring the reality how many more slush fund contributions were coerced, keeping felons out of jails like Alabama's jail, white-collar criminals capable of funding better conditions for prisoners like Alabama's 16,000-plus prisoners stuck in torrid conditions, entering prison without costly jail-entering consultants, paving their way to time behind bars, so to speak, if you can call it that, exiting to live springboarding skyward, profiting off something many are ashamed to admit to. You don't hear that Martha Stewart could not get a room or house rented to her. Matthew Charles' experience, even with Kim Kardashian offering to pay 5 years of Charles' rent, post President Trump commuting Charles' sentence. It was the obstruction of justice that put Martha Stewart into jail, not securities fraud. Securities are a state matter, not a federal matter. Do the math. With the Securities and Exchange Commission not releasing numbers, and with FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, a private business not authorized by Congress, with both covering up crimes, intruding on crime scenes law enforcement does not learn about until the crime scene site is compromised, you get the picture. Finally, you're welcome, Main Street. Be good, be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of off of your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast, share your papers. I want to see them, the arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. So until next time.
Pick a task, pick a green and love a bath.